ABC Radio Australia.
We start this morning in the Solomon's capital, Honiara, where regional leaders arrived over the weekend for this week's Pacific Islands Forum Leaders Meeting. The summit brings together heads of governments from across the Pacific to discuss everything from climate financing to regional security. But there's been controversy in the lead-up to this meeting, with Solomon Islands Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele blocking dialogue partners, including Taiwan and China, from participating. Now, with the forum trying to maintain its unity, the question is whether geopolitics will overshadow this week's Pacific-led agenda. To chat more about this, we're going to head over to the Solomon's capital, Honiara, to join the ABC's Solomon Islands reporter, Chris and Rita Omanu-Leong. But first, here's some sounds from the capital. That's the sounds from the Solomon's capital as Honiara prepares for this week's Pacific Islands Forum Leaders Meeting. Good morning, Chris and Rita.
Good fellow morning, Evan.
Now, Chris and Rita, tell me about what sounds we just heard and what's the mood like in the capital as we prepare for the high-level talks.
Well, the sounds that you just heard there were from the church service, and you can clearly tell what the highlight of this week would be, which is Pacifica, and it's all about the Pacific. And so that was the choir at the church service yesterday, where although many Pacific leaders have started coming into the country, only a few had attended the church service, and that was to, you know, start off things for a busy week this week here in Honiara's capital. But the mood itself, you know, there's this sense of pride as well from Solomon Islanders in hosting yet another regional meeting, the last being in 2023 when Solomon Islands hosted a huge event. Perhaps not the numbers, like 5,000 for Pacific Games at that time, but now it's like almost like 1,000. But it was one of the big events, and it's one of the ones for Solomon Islands this week as well. Look, this regional meeting, it has brought in some sense of curiosity as well among Solomon Islanders here. We are now seeing a lot of vehicles going through from east to west in Honiara, and new vehicles ushering the leaders, roadworks, you know, infrastructure improvements across the capital of Honiara itself, but also in Western Province, where the leaders summit is to take place later this week. It's a mixed feeling on the streets. Some do not have any clue about what is happening, but there are others who want to see a positive outcome and understanding to the issues that will be raised or that will be discussed in Solomon Islands, capital of Honiara. And let's take a listen to some of those voices.
What leaders from 18 countries from across the Pacific, OTA, come to today for, OTA come for a meet together for talk about the issues where affecting environment limit, and also what not solutions blotter for OTA issues.
As a Solomon Islander, me barawa happy to much for looking Pacific Island Nation come together and just a country I'm hosting the Salam meeting. Me bara so proud to much for country from Iomi Solomon Islands.
Yeah, Evan, so those are some of the voices on the street, while others did not have any comment to say. They are looking forward to what the outcomes will be this week and going forward in what looks like a frenzy of diplomatic activity in Solomon Islands.
Thanks for that, Chrissy. I was wondering which leaders have so far touched down in Honiara ahead of the start of proceedings?
Yeah, so I've seen at the church service three leaders at least, the Tongan Prime Minister. I've also seen the Tahiti Prime Minister, but we do know as well that the Tuvaluan Prime Minister has touched down here, and Fiji's Prime Minister, Sitiveni Rambuka, is also here in country. But we are expecting a number of these leaders to start coming in later on this week, especially ahead of the leaders' summit, which will happen on Thursday. So we're expecting, for the first time, Solomon Islands, we're expecting Australia's Prime Minister as well, Anthony Albanese, and New Zealand's Prime Minister to be among the different leaders who will start to make their appearance here in Honiara.
Now, Chrissy, in the past week, we've seen both Beijing and Canberra gift new equipment to the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force. How is all this being viewed locally, and does it feed into concerns that there's outside influence shaping the security landscape there in the Solomons?
Evan, it did raise a few eyebrows here in the capital, given the timing as well, you know, just a week or two before this important regional meeting. But the fact that it came in almost like every day we were seeing this on the newspaper or on press releases, donations of over 100 vehicles and police capability equipments, a donation that Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manele says will boost the security preparations ahead of this PIFS meeting. But it kind of brought back a similar undertaking that we saw back in the 2023 during the Pacific Games, when there was a influx of all these donations that came through. And certainly it brought some concerns as well. There are concerns and some arguing that, you know, China and Australia policing programs are running parallel, and it's fueling competition without meeting really the needs of the local police force itself, or the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force. Some say as well, some Solomon Islanders say the resources like these vehicles that are being donated can be better used in clinics or hospitals where there's shortages in ambulances. So all these issues have been the talk of town, and this is something that many Solomon Islanders who are, you know, they're the main, you know, the people who are the labors and resources who drive the economy. When they see these kind of things happening, they, you know, there are a lot of questions as well.
That's certainly very interesting. Now, what are the key issues leaders are expected to talk about, to debate over the coming week? And what are some things that might spark the most contention among the leaders themselves?
And then at the top of the card is climate change, and it's not only for Solomon Islands, but across the region and the Pacific's race to access the resources and funding that it needs. We also expect Pacific leaders to officially approve and operationalize the Pacific Resilience Facility and the International Court of Justice as well. The advisory opinion on climate change is the other one where Pacific countries will press major polluters to move with much more urgency to cut emissions. So at the top of it, climate change. This meeting will also be an endorsement for Australia's bid to co-host the COP31 climate meeting with the Pacific next year. So that's something that we are also expecting. The Ocean of Peace, as I mentioned earlier, Fiji's Prime Minister Siti Venue Rambu is already in Honiara, and he has been championing the Ocean of Peace. So this will be debated and likely approved. But Pacific nations are moving also with their own conservation agenda, and we're expecting the announcement of a new Melanesian Ocean Reserve, which will become one of the world's largest protected zones. But like you, as you asked earlier about the controversy, experts say it, prior to this meeting, there has been criticism from countries with the decision of Solomon Islands as host to defer around 24 post-forum dialogue partners. So this will probably be the one that will bring a stir up controversy here. We can expect plenty of controversy, particularly around that, because some Pacific nations have accepted the explanation from Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele, but it doesn't seem like they will take their eyes off some of the non-Pacific nations who have diplomatic representatives here in Honiara, like Japan, UK, China, US. So we will watch and stake. We will be following this closely this week, Evan.
Chrissy, and finally, what does this year's PIF Forum Leaders Meeting mean for Solomon Islanders themselves, given all the focus on security, aid and development partnerships?
Evan, for many Solomon Islanders, they say that the true development must begin with them, and that's to improve their lives and to build stronger communities. So with this regional meeting here being hosted in Solomon Islands, a country that is highly dependent on aid, people want to see leaders prioritize the needs, their needs, with majority of Solomon Islanders living outside of the capital, Honiara. They are often forgotten at high-level meetings such as this. So they want to see their leaders take into consideration things that are important to them. It's accessing clean and running water, proper sanitation. How do they access a climate resilience fund to address food security challenges outside of Honiara itself? So on top of that, Evan, Solomon Islands will tonight receive the chairmanship role of PIFS for next year, which means it's a huge responsibility as well to drive these discussions and the outcome of the meetings.